7, let's go to the Cardio Newsline and visit with friend of the program, Dana Shield. She's joining us right now, Senior Public Communications Specialist with Colorado Springs Airport. And a lot of great things to talk about today. First of all, thanks for joining us, Dana. The July numbers, they were pretty impressive.
Yeah, hi Dan, thanks for having me. We definitely saw some big traffic in July. Obviously, summer is a pretty busy time in general for travel, but what we saw in July was really great. We saw high load factors, which is the percentage of how occupied the plane is. And our load factor for July for the average all of our five carriers was actually 81.5. So it's always good to be in the 80s. That's kind of a barometer for where you'd want to be. So we definitely saw a lot of full planes in July.
Now, summer travel is starting to come to a close, and it is probably triggering some discussion about how fall travel season is starting to shape up. Let's talk about what is the best time to travel during the fall?
I think in general, fall travel, like in September and October and beginning of November, those tend to be a slower travel time. And I think that's the best time to travel. You'll see more competitive fares, lower fares. There's more flexibility. You're able to book rental cars and hotels a lot easier and for a better price than you would at like a peak time like summer or holiday. So I think fall is truly the best time to travel. You're avoiding the larger crowds and you're saving some money and you have some flexibility with your travel.
And still a lot of people are trying to get their little last minute mini vacations in, maybe to go to Las Vegas or Phoenix or places like that. Frontier Airlines has a really good schedule, don't they?
Yep, they do. They fly to Phoenix and Vegas. So if you want to go somewhere hotter than where we are now, it's a great option.
And then Southwest Airlines also, they've got some really good destinations. They can get you there as well, right?
Yes, they fly nonstop to 5 destinations. They fly to Chicago, Dallas, Phoenix, Vegas, and Denver, of course. What is really great about Southwest service is they're actually adding some seasonal service close to the holidays. So for select November, December, and January dates, they'll fly nonstop to Houston, Hobby, San Antonio, and San Diego. So they did bring that San Antonio and Houston flight last year for a seasonal flight, but San Diego is a new one for us. So we're excited for folks to have access to the California coast.
I'm excited to announce I flew my son back a couple of weeks ago. And he flew into Colorado Springs Airport and out of Colorado Springs Airport. So it was a lot of fun. And it's just so amazing. It's so different than when you drop people off or pick someone up at DIA. Doing it at Colorado Springs Airport is just, it's like effortless.
Absolutely. And obviously, you know, we always talk about we're Colorado a small airport, but we're big on convenience and we're stress-free. I think it's important for me, at least when I'm booking travel, what you feel are top priorities for your travel obviously differs. But for me, starting my trip and ending my trip on a stress-free note is more important than having to make a connection or have a layover somewhere or something like that. I'd rather begin and end my trip on a stress-free note.
Yeah, no question about it. Now, are there benefits for following COS on social media?
So I update our social media every day so you can see what's going on at the airport. I try to post behind-the-scenes photos of, you know, what goes on, the inner workings of the airport folks don't normally get to see. And obviously, updates, happenings, any kind of news that's coming from the airport, I'll put on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and we're also on LinkedIn. So search Colorado Springs Airport on any of those channels. And if you want to follow us, you can stay up to date on all things COS.
Sounds great, Dana. Always great information. I love talking to you. Can't wait till we talk next month, and we'll talk about some of those seasonal services that will get to places where people will want to go this fall and soon to be winter. Again, thanks for the time, as always. We really do appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan. Always a pleasure.
Yep, it's our pleasure.